ओम शांति, ओम शांति। शांति, पीस, व्हाट इज इट? व्हाट इज शांति? व्हाट इज पीस? व्हाट डज इट मीन? Today or every day, actually, Baba makes us realize and also enables us to experience Shanti. He gives actually the meaning of Shanti, explains the meaning of Shanti. Not only word Om Shanti, we become aware. Shanti is my original stage. Peace is my religion. Peace is my inner power. Peace, environment of peace, brings freshness, is experience of fearlessness. Peace is actually a flower, like a flower garden, which spreads the atmosphere of fragrance of love, contentment, happiness. It naturally draws the attention and one begins to enjoy without any possessiveness, but with great love, with appreciation, what this peace flower, this garden is offering. In order to experience peace, the power of peace, you don't show your power of getting peace by breaking it, but you want to love it. You love so much that you bring so close to you that indirectly you are kissing it. So near. So Baba says, child, you love peace so much. So he gives the analogy that this is a garland around your neck. And a garland sits on the heart. You love peace, that's why it's a garland. Not garland because it is somebody creates with threading in a thread. But you yourself pick up these flowers of peace and you thread in the thread of love and you keep it in your heart, that you instantly think of, oh, my home. My home is land of peace. My father is the bestower of peace. He has come to create the world of peace. Where there is peace, there is no trace of violence, no war, no control, no slavery. It's freedom, it's lightness, no labor. Because where there's love, whatever you handle it with love, it gives the experience of comfort. And it is a positive energy. It's experience of myself, my home, and remembrance of what Baba is giving us, what he's creating, a world of peace. a world of happiness. And so he has come to establish a new world. My father, the Supreme Mother of Love, is making us aware that when the mind is peaceful, it's clean, intellect is clear, actions are natural, loveful, interaction, relationship is harmonious. But what is the mother? Who is the mother of peace? Mother of peace is purity. It's a pure, clear consciousness. And where there is purity, there is peace, harmony, respect, love and prosperity. Everything is in abundance. And then the soul is totally free from any kind of tension, fear, natural love. Love and fear do not exist together. Where there is fear, you cannot experience love. Love is there, fear disappears. Because it accepts, love accepts. Even love can give out of love. Correction is given. But this correction is not with criticism. This correction is with benevolent aim. Because when there is real love, then things which have gone wrong, you instantly want to put it right. It's not criticism. But the things which are not suitable, not beautiful, not perfect, and if you love something, even the thing is broken, you want to mend it. And so, God, the ocean of peace, wants us to experience, go into the deep, deep silence. Experience powerful silence, which we use the word tapasya. But tapasya is not any kind of troublesome thing, because sannyasis, rishi munis, when they speak about tapasya, they stand on one leg for hours, not only hours and hours, days, months, years, and then they lose the balance, blood circulation stops. So it's painful when you see them working so hatha yoga, you feel pity on them. Mercy. Why are you doing like this? Because God can meet only through tapasya. But tapasya is not torturing yourself. Tapasya is enjoying yourself. On Sundays, Murli Baba used, it is the state of ek ras avastha. Word is ek ras. Ek ras on one side is constant, stable, steady, strong, but at the same time it is ek ras. Enjoy yourself. When you, for example, anything you are eating, juice of it, you enjoy the taste. Sip, you take little by little, and every time it goes in, it brings pleasure. And so it is sweetness of relationship. It's not any kind of forceful concentration. Though Baba said another word, in order to enjoy yourself And in order to become stable, real tapasya is which actually give you the experience of all relationship with Baba, and you naturally concentrate. It's a ekagrata. It is also Hindi word. Baba was actually, he enjoys rhyming the words. And all it starts, A, it is called, it's a figure of speech. In Hindi, it is called anupras, means again and again using the same alphabet in the beginning. And so he uses this because he wants to emphasize it. It makes it easy for us to remember. If everything starts, begins with the same word, easy to remember. And so he is saying, tapasya is just enjoy yourself. And when you begin to enjoy, it is actual concentration. But you can enjoy only when you taste first. Means you are, try it first. And this enjoyment becomes so much that you want to keep it. So what it is, what I say, just try, that you are a soul. You are a soul and think of it. Feel it. Understand it. That you are alone, one soul, child of one father. And this relationship, ekta, means one belonging to the one in all relationship, easy to remembrance, it's not forceful concentration. Someone said, I cannot remember Baba. I'm desperate to experience Baba. I say, yeah, really desperate? It means that you must be very much remembrance. He said, this is my problem, I cannot remember. I say, what are you doing now? I cannot remember. I say, but you are telling me that you are missing him very much. And you say you do not remember. When you are saying cannot remember, this itself is remembrance. It means that you are missing the same experience that you have enjoyed sometime. And it is when I want to just forceful focus on something, I am putting tension on myself. But in natural I am seeing easy way of remembering what he's given me already and what he's going to give me more. So just remember like a child. A baby, a child, does not need to remember everything. He is taught what is the name of your father, what is your address, where your father lives, what he does. It's for his intoxication and his respect, who he belongs to. So he develops that, I am child of so and so, my father is. So he begins to feel proud about him. That is different thing. But he is not remembering all the time. My father lives here. His name is this. He is doing this. It's only when someone asks, then he does, he remembers. So for service, you have to give all these details. But for serving yourself, just first think what he has given you already. Yeah, Murli, I like it. I say, what does it mean? Any underlining Murli writing. Why are you studying Murli so much? I love it. So you love your, this is your love letter. And so you love the letter so much. Whose love letter it is? Whose directions they are? It is just like remembering a child. He says, Papa will come, will bring chocolate for me. my papa will come in the evening. He will bring mango for me. Because he has enjoyed mango before. He has enjoyed the taste of toffee before. So he's remembering that. But at the moment, he does not have it. He has finished it and he's thinking papa will bring more. Exactly. Remember the cycle, you don't have to go through golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age, no. Just remember now what you get before. But tell him, papa, you had given me this golden age. And I do remember that I must have been happy. Because when our moments of happiness are there, I enjoy very much. You must have given me this. And I have lost it. You have come to give me again. Speak to him with faith, with love. Then this heart will open. Otherwise I cannot experience. Make him your friend. He's khuda dost. And friend doesn't mind if you complain him or if you tell what is the pain in your heart. He would not blame you. He would tell you the method. Or he will give you his company, such a comfortable company, that you will. So it's a companionship with Baba. It's friendship with Baba. It's a different relationship with Baba. It's not a question of concentration with force, but what he gives. Just like a businessman is focused on his business. For example, it's a television is on, children are playing, and so much noise in the room. And here he picks up the phone and talks about it, and making a big contract. He's not disturbed by his noise that is there. Children are playing, TV is on, so much chaos is there. And yet, is he forcing himself to concentrate? No, but he's concentrating just what he wants to make, the contract he wants to make, the business he has to deal with it. So it's not concentration, there's not disturbance of anywhere, wherever you are. You are acres because you are focused on what Baba is giving to us. And so it is, Baba used many words for tapasya. It's natural renunciation, but it is ekagrata, natural concentration on ek, one, ek ras, enjoy all relationship with one, economy, ek, glorify the name of one. And when you are aware that you don't want to waste economy, ek nami and economy, it's one again, that you are not wasting your time, your energy, and you are not actually wasting the energy of the body, because we waste a lot of energy or waste of use of our organs as well. Seeing unnecessary things, hearing unnecessary wrong things, try to just perform things which are, think about things which are not pleasant. Then we begin to use our heart and our feelings, which creates bad feelings. And then we have to mend it. We use it in the energy of the body, energy of the mind, of intellect and of our sanskaras. It is not just only economy of money, economy of time, economy of resources. How much elements, nature which is giving us, we are losing it. Unnecessary. For example, we want to wash our hand and water tap is open. and we continue to talk about it, water tap is opened and we are, how much water have we used? I have to wash one cup, and we are talking and washing one cup. In the name of washing one cup, I have lost 5 cups of water. So economy, what it is, it's only water. But only water is also energy. Now, when it is cost, of course, when God gives it, nature gives it, does not cost it. It is everything in abundance. But when human consciousness is using, or it is not using and creating for others, it costs. You swim in the ocean doesn't charge you. But then hotel is booked. A beautiful resort is booked in near ocean. Then a swimming pool is there and you have to pay money. It's same water. So it is, the sun does not charge anything. But then it is human being. So when I am in body conscious, I'm using it, but not with economy. So body is health, wealth, time. Time is wealth. Nature is wealth. Our thoughts are wealth. So everything using in a worthwhile way is also natural tapasya. It is renunciation on one way because we have become very careless. But it is economy is also tapasya. So Baba says, and then naturally you are aware what Baba says and you are glorifying His name as well through your practical attention. Ekagarta, solitude, is also a tapasya. Means you are in crowd, but you are still lost in conversation with Baba, remembering loveful stories, experiences with Baba, or you are focusing on task He has given something. So you may be in a crowd, but you are lost in your task, that responsibility that He has given to you, but without pleasure, without labor. It's pleasure. You are busy, you are enjoying. So whatever is done with love, with care, is actually, it's a proof of remembering and clear attention. In the same way He said, it's ek bal, ek bharosa, one strength, one support. It's remembrance of one. And one begins everything, every time, when you multiply something. For example, but you have to multiply, first keep one, and then zero, 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 the number increases. But then when in mathematics you are writing something, 1 till 9 is 9. But in order to make 10, you have to put first 1. Then in order to make it 100, 90, 9, 100, one have to 1 again. Then it's every time 1 is increasing, a new cycle is beginning. So I am able to, I have come to create the new cycle once again. Remember one, one religion, one kingdom, one family, one world. And so these are, by remembering one, you are able to get, you are able to be connected with everyone, because all are children of the same parents. Every task what Baba is giving. So a world is being created of oneness. So we are children of one parent, same parents, mother and father, same. So remember the power in one who is the bestower of peace, creator of peace. My home is peaceful, my religion is peace, my task is, we are peace messengers. And so this also is a different way of remembering. But even his name, benevolent being, is also remembering him. So, of course, there is full explanation, Baba's complete introduction. So more and more maturity comes. You are able to give, not only just keep yourself what Baba has given, you get satisfaction by giving, joy, experience, happiness by giving to others. And that is also experience of peace. So peace is positive, peace is powerful, peace is my religion, peace is my education, peace is my experience, which is coolness, calm, but peace in action. That is the main person. This is why when economy is there, when I am using in action peace, economy is there. When I am not using peace in action, I am peaceless, tense, worried. Like words are extra spoken. I speak instead of one word, will 10 words, anger will come. Instead of acceptance and appreciation, peace will be disappear and anger will emerge. But it's a courage and confidence in self. It's energy, it's enlightenment. So it's a peace, it's a power. And that's why our home is peaceful world. And now why it is important to remember peace and purity? Because the home, the soul world, is the region of purity and peace. So Om Shanti. Baba is peaceful, home is peaceful, I am peaceful, you are peaceful. So Om Shanti.